This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hundreds of millions across the world celebrated pared-down Christmas festivities Friday due to coronavirus restrictions, as Pope Francis called for vaccines for everyone, describing them as, quote, glimmers of hope in this period of darkness and uncertainty. Like so many across the globe, the Pope was forced to break with normal Christmas tradition, holding his annual speech by video from the Apostolic Palace to prevent a crowd from gathering in St. Peter's Square. He called on everyone to promote cooperation over competition when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines for all, quote, especially the most vulnerable and most in need in all regions of the planet, end quote. In her own annual Christmas speech, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II also spoke of hope during, quote, difficult and unpredictable times. The joy of Christmas celebrations is hampered for many by massive losses caused by the pandemic, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The death toll from COVID-19 has grown beyond 1.7 million people across the globe, with about 330,000 lives lost in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. The crisis is straining medical systems across the country, especially in California, where more than 2 million people have been infected since the start of the outbreak. ICU units are filling fast. Nurse Jenny Carrillo.
I look into the eyes of someone who's struggling to breathe.
The Los Angeles Health Director says patients are suffocating because of the inflammation in their lungs. Meanwhile, attorneys for churches in Pasadena and Chula Vista, California, are turning to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking that restrictions on indoor services be lifted. I'm Jackie Quinn.
If you'd like to know more on these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Monday, air passengers from Britain will need negative coronavirus tests before they can fly to the United States. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the negative test will be needed within 3 days of a passenger's trip to Britain, and the results must be provided to the airline. If a passenger decides not to take the test, the airline must deny boarding the passenger. The U.S. is the latest of about 40 countries to restrict travel because of a new and possibly more contagious variant of the coronavirus. It has been spreading in Britain and elsewhere. Because of the pandemic, air travel to the U.S. from the U.K. is already down by 90%. I'm Ed Donahue.
Britain deployed an additional 800 troops to the port of Dover Friday, a public holiday, to help clear the queues of lorries, this following the resumption of cross-channel travel for drivers who test negative for COVID-19. Ferry services between Dover and the French port of Calais were started Thursday, ending several days of a blockade imposed by France following the discovery of a new coronavirus variant in England. Britain and the European Union struck a trade deal Thursday after 10 months of intense negotiation, allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit. When the UK leaves the EU single market at the new year, it will no longer face tariffs on cross-channel commerce, despite breaking off half a century of close partnership. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. Two climbers were killed and two others injured Friday on a mountain outside of Iran's capital, Tehran, during heavy snowfall and a blizzard, the country's emergency unit said. A spokesperson for the State Emergency Service told state television the incident occurred on the summit of Kolokachai. One media report said the climbers fell to their deaths. A vehicle exploded in downtown Nashville in the U.S. state of Tennessee Christmas morning in what police described as an intentional act. Fire officials reported taking three people to the hospital, but none critically injured. Ethiopia will hold legislative and regional elections June 5th next year, the Electoral Commission said Friday, after polls scheduled for 2020 were delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. The canceled elections were a factor that stoked tensions between Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and the dissident Northern Tigray region. Boko Haram jihadists killed at least seven people in a Christmas Eve assault on a village in Nigeria's restive northeast, local sources told AFP Friday. Security agencies had in recent days warned of an increased risk of attack during the Christian holiday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.